I'm inviting you to our new workshop on April 3rd, 2024. Don't miss it. It's going to be amazing. It's about mastering the art of grabbing attention. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the episode 186 of the Nata PR School podcast. In this episode, I'm talking about, of course, public relations in the digital age. So welcome my PR friends, marketing friends. If you are CEO, owner of a company, a solopreneur, welcome, welcome. If you're here because you're curious about PR, you want to know more. And I've talked about this in many other podcasts, but I think I should be talking about it even more often. Are public relations relevant in the digital age? This is what I hear very often. Of course, the answer is yes, but here's what I hear very often, because many leaders, many of you out there, marketing professionals, company owners, you believe that social media has replaced public relations. This is what I hear. Why spend on public relations when we are well visible on the web and on social media, they think? What does public relations bring in, right? How can we evaluate because it's so expensive? What does it do? Well, my friends, you should know that social media doesn't replace public relations. No, it doesn't. And you would be surprised how many times I hear this misconceptions, these wrong beliefs, really. So today it's official. I'm inviting you to a very select club, my friends. So from now on, from listening to this podcast, I invite you today to be part of the elite club. This means, even if you are a solopreneur and you just started your business, we are now in this club, you and I, where we look at multinational corporations, big companies, big brands, and we do the same thing they do because it works, right? All of whom, these multinational companies, all of whom have ongoing public relations strategies. And yes, Elon Musk has a public relations strategy for sure, for many of his companies, especially for Tesla. And yes, these big companies know that public relations is the best part of their organic marketing plan, and that only public relations allow them to do what? To develop, maintain for some of them, their reputation, their notoriety. That's what it does. It's only public relations that does that. Yes, even today in the digital age and era. Yes. So we love advertising. So advertising, what does it do? It sells. We love sellings because we create company to make sales, to make money. Like even myself with my public relations agencies, I'm selling my services. And publicity, we use publicity. Yes, we do. And PR, of course, we combine both. And of course, PR will and contributes to what? To your reputation. Why? Well, it's as simple as this, my friend. PR, when you have a third party, this is what we do, we contact these third party. And when the third party is choosing to talk about you without being paid, this is when you increase confidence among your clients, potential clients, because there's someone talking about you freely. that hasn't been paid. It's not an ad that you company have constructed and built. So it's very different. And yes, it's only through public relations. Influencers who decide to talk about your product, there are new personalities. And of course, if you work with what we call specialist personalities, if you work with a chef that decides to talk about your product without being paid and say, hey, I tested it, and my friends, you have to discover this product. It's extremely powerful. And this is what is going to give you credibility. All the ads in the world will make you sell, but it's not going to create credibility. So when you combine both, this is why it's extremely powerful, and everybody should be doing that. So even if you're not a big company, know that all the large corporations do it, so you can. And the beauty is that you can do PR without advertising. Many companies take years, they build themselves on PR before advertising. Yes, they do. So it happens just by having someone that's not paid. It can be an influencer, of course. But you see, this is through PR you're getting it. This is what we still do. We contact these people. So what do we do? This is what we do, my friends. So we contact influencers, journalists, and we try to convince them to talk about our clients. If your clients hear and read about you, they will be more inclined of buying you instead of your competitors, right? So is PR still useful in the digital age? Yes, of course it is. And why? Well, the first thing we do is we create relations. Yes, public relations. We develop relationships with media, influencers, and personalities. So we create these relations. And we are human. So at the end of the day, we'll see, I don't know, in 5 years with AI, I'm sure like me, you're just fascinated by artificial intelligence. But even if we need less people to do many tasks, I'm fascinated by ChatGPT and I love using it. I'm not a graphic designer or a image creator, movie creator. I'm sure these people must be like so fascinated right now. I would be. But still, you need a human somewhere to ask these tools to create something. And you need a human somewhere, probably less humans, of course, but we still need humans, my friends. But I think it's going to be a great, amazing revolution. So anyway, so what does public relations still do? We create relationship with media influencers and personalities. We are expert at capturing, grabbing the attention of journalists and influencers. We make them want, we try to charm them. Yes, in a nice way. So we tell them, hey, have you seen this? This company has created this and that. They're the first and, you know, it's an amazing, maybe you should pay attention to it. So we try to interest them, make them to interview you and write about you. So these are the three things we do. We create these relationship with influencers, journalists. We capture their attention. Then we convince them to write about you. So we are, my friends. Oh, I'm so excited about this because I'm almost done now, creating this masterclass, this workshop. It's about mastering the art of grabbing attention. It's going to take place on April 3rd, 12:30 East time. So 12:30 PM East time, which is New York time for those who are always mixed up like me. With East time, PT, Pacific time, etc. So the East time means New York time. So April the 3rd, 12:30, grab your seat because it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be live and I love hearing you, finding out about what you're looking for. And it's going to be money well invested, $197.95. It's accessible. I know money is money, but it's not crazy money. And I'm going to make it worth your time, worthwhile your time. You'll be learning fun stuff, what we use, you know, our best tactics at the public relation agency, NetApr. So the link is right there beyond in the show notes, Mastering the Art of Grabbing Attention. Click on the link and I hope to see you on April the 3rd. And more than anything, I hope you'll be listening to this, the next episode of the NetApr School Podcast. À la semaine prochaine. Talk to you next week. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!